Hello, and welcome to A Call for Love. I believe the most powerful gift you can offer yourself is to give and receive love more freely. I'm your host, Linda Orsini, meditation guide and spiritual coach. Everyone has the desire to be seen, heard, respected, and loved. The journey to becoming more connected to your greater purpose lies within the ability to live from the deep source of love within you. Let's begin. Welcome to A Call for Love. Today we're talking about listening to your intuition. I have a very powerful story I want to share with you because I feel like all of us have the capacity to really tap into our intuition. And that happened to me this morning, actually. I woke up feeling quite exhausted and a little burnt out. And I went into the shower, nice, steaming, hot shower. And I kind of looked up at the faucet and I was like, I had this pleading in my heart. I wasn't saying anything. It was just coming from my soul. It was just coming from my heart. I'm exhausted. You know, everyone has this sometimes that happens to them where they just wonder what they're doing. This was my moment in time. And all of a sudden, I had these chills run down my spine. Even as I was saying it, I can feel it now. I call them God bumps, spirit bumps, God chills, whatever they are. And I heard the voice of my brother. I actually saw his face, and then I just heard the words, stay the course. Stay the course. It was like, I was frozen in time and I knew it. I knew this was a message. I felt it in my body. I saw it in front of me. It was just so visible to me that stay the course, stay the course. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. My message was stay the course, and so I am. And that gave me the momentum, the strength, the support to stay the course, as I love what I'm doing. But the message here is that we all have intuition and we all have what we call the clairs. Now, there's seven clairs. I'm going to focus about four today because I want to talk about the main ones, but they're the ways that spirit talks to us, that those who have passed before us talk to us. And we have the ability to really listen and to notice that. If you experience it yourself, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. And if this is new to you, then listen. I am clairaudience. I hear things. Now, this is so interesting because when I was growing up, I know I've had it my whole life, but I don't know when I noticed that I had it. Because what happened was, with this one in particular that I can speak to, clairaudience, is that you hear things. So I was always hearing things, but of course I am me, so I hear it in my voice. And I always thought it was my inner dialogue. I thought it was my inner voice always speaking to me. And it wasn't, I don't even know when it happened, but it occurred to me that it wasn't my voice. I was intuiting a message, but of course I was hearing it in my voice. When I noticed that, my world blew up, meaning that I took it as a sign. I took it as the truth of my intuition and the higher self. And spirits or guides, God, whoever, talking to me and guiding me. And ever since then, I now open myself up. So if I'm putting something out there, I don't know when it's going to happen. I could use my words and ask for an intention, or it can just be like a plea from my heart. You know, when something happens, you're like, oh goodness. Like, and then you kind of pleading for an answer. then I will get those clairaudience. And that's what I got today in the shower. Stay the course. That was my message. I hear the messages and I know when they're true, when I have these God bumps. Now, it could come in different forms for different people. For me, literally the hair on my arms, if you're watching on YouTube, stands on end. It's like, I know, I feel it in my body. So that's clairaudience. Maybe you've experienced that. Another one is clairvoyance, and that's clear seeing. Some people can have just glimpse images that pop into their mind's eye. I have that, not as frequently. I have experienced that, images passing through my mind, and that is clairvoyance. You might have these images that come to you at a random time, and your intuition is speaking to you then, visually. You'll know it's true and not yourself or your ego when you kind of are careful to notice how you feel it in your body. So the other one is clairsentience. So that's clear feeling. You know, you walk into a room or you walk into a situation and you feel it. Uh-oh. There's like a premonition. Or you feel it, like the chills that I get. That's clairsentience, clear feeling. It could be in your gut, right? When you notice it. And now that I'm speaking this, you're like, I get these all the time. We are getting these messages all the time. We're very intuitive beings. I mean, I'm guiding my clients all the time about the chakras. And the sixth chakra, your sixth sense, that's your higher self. That's your source of intuition. It comes from the third eye. Then there's claircognizance, and that's clear knowing. I get this as well all the time. You know, you can't make a decision or you don't know something, and all of a sudden, bam, it hits you. Like, clear. Yes. You know, I am actually, well, I am a Libra, and I'm actually have a lot of difficulty sometimes making decisions because the balance, I can see one side of the spectrum, I can see the other, I can weigh both options and I can make sense of both options. But there are times it's like, wham, it hits me. I don't even have to second guess. I don't even have to second guess at how much it costs, where it is, whatever it may be, I'm on there. It is clear as day, and that's clear knowing, clear cognizance, the sudden truth, and you feel it. You can hear it, you can feel it, you can see it, you can sense it. My message today is stay the course. Stay the course on what you're on. If you're listening to A Call for Love, then you're already on this path, this journey of being a life seeker. You know, in Soul School, we talk about this all the time. We talk about how to tap into our inner wisdom, the wisdom of the masters who have gone before us. And we tap into spirit, your higher source, whatever that may be. And when you follow your intuition here, what happens is you get stronger. Your life flows. Your purpose becomes clear. I call it clarity, compassion, and courage. You gain the clarity to know the direction you're going in, compassion to know when you need breaks, to know when you need self-care, to know when you need to reach out to others compassionately, and then the courage to stay the path, the courage to continue to grow, to raise your consciousness, because in this world where so much is going on, we have to be the change we seek in the world, right? We can't be pointing the finger all the time at else, somebody else, the world at large. We have to notice the fingers that are pointing back at ourselves and do the work we need to rise in our consciousness, to be better stewards of ourselves, of others, and this world. So my message here in this short love's note for today, I was going to say love story, could be a love story, but it's really a love note to you from my heart, is that pay attention to your intuition, ask for guidance, Be open and then notice. Notice the signs, right? Notice when something's in flow, because that's when you are in spirit. When it's flowing, when we're always pushing against a hard rock, I know it's not my purpose. It becomes very clear that it's my ego pushing me and not source pushing me, not my higher self. So just noticing those things can make a huge, huge difference in your life. And you know what? I would say meditation, the mind is a muscle. Well, your intuitive sense is a muscle. It's something that we build. The more we focus on it, pay attention to it, notice it. I went away. I'm going to share this on another podcast, but I was keeping a journal of all the intuitions that was coming to me. I couldn't write them. Like, it was just too many. And one day I couldn't keep up to it. But the real pivotal ones, like this one, stay the course when I'm in the shower and I get this very, very clear message. No, that is being written down in my heart, in my mind, and in my soul for this lifetime, because I know it was the truth. And I know it's something I have to pay attention to. And when I slip, when my energy falls, then I can come back to that message of stay the course. Isn't that so beautiful? I feel it so beautiful for me. It really gives me clarity, and I practice compassion. And then it always needs courage to continue to move forward one step at a time. Remember, it doesn't have to be big steps, just one step at a time on this journey, my dear friend. I really thank you for listening. Reach out to me. I would love to hear your intuitive senses. We all have them. It's just tapping into them. And so from my heart to yours, namaste.